Good morning, this is Brad Smith with the Oakland Church of Christ in Athens, Alabama, and we want to thank you again for tuning in and listening this morning. We want to continue our theme this week that we have been doing, examining some parables of Jesus and drawing applications from them to our lives today to become better Christians. This morning, the parable under consideration and study is the parable of the 10 virgins that we find in Matthew 25. Beginning in verse 1 of Matthew 25, the Bible says, "Then the kingdom of heaven will be comparable to 10 virgins, who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Five of them were foolish, and five of them were prudent. For when the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them, but the prudent took oil in flasks along with their lamps. Now while the bridegroom was delaying, they all got drowsy and began to sleep. But at midnight there was a shout, 'Behold, the bridegroom, come out to meet him.' Then all those virgins rose and trimmed their lamps. The foolish said to the prudent, 'Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out.' But the prudent answered, 'No, there will not be enough for us and you too. Go instead to the dealers and buy some for yourselves.' And while they were going away to make the purchase, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the wedding feast, and the door was shut. Later the other virgins also came, saying, 'Lord, Lord, open for us.' But he answered, 'Truly, I say to you, I do not know you. Be on alert then, for you do not know the day nor the hour.' How tragic it was for the five foolish virgins to be shut out for something that they had wanted to be a part of. What about us today? How tragic would it be for us to be shut out of heaven? We would suffer in two aspects. We would be eternally tormented and punished in the fires of hell, but also we would be eternally separated from the God and Creator. The foolish virgins ran out of oil because they did not plan for a delay. They did not think it was bad or even a big deal to bring oil with them. Are we planning for heaven? Do we think that if we don't plan for heaven that it won't matter, that it's a big deal? Paul tells us in Romans that we are all sinners, and the wages or consequences of being a sinner is death. We must plan for heaven by being baptized into Christ, so those sins that have consequences of death are cleansed through the blood of Christ. We do not want to suffer this fate of sinners. We do not want to be shut out of heaven because we are not prepared. It is no small matter to be cast away from God for all eternity for a lack of preparation. In the parable, the five foolish virgins ask the prudent virgins for some oil. The prudent virgins tell the foolish virgins that they do not have enough for themselves and the foolish virgins. Those foolish virgins, they were accountable for not having oil. They could not stay without the oil, and the prudent virgins couldn't rescue them. The same is true for us today. We cannot rely on someone else to rescue us or do the work for us. In Romans chapter 14, Paul says that each one of us will give an account of himself to God. We can't team up or give an account cooperatively with other people. We will answer for our mistakes and our sins alone, and we had best be prepared to give an account for them. The foolish virgins scrambled to the last minute because they thought they had time to get oil. This false confidence is very prevalent in the world today, and it gets a lot of people into trouble. Those who think they will have other chances to come to faith in Jesus are making a very dangerous assumption. The coming of our Lord will be sudden and unexpected, and when He comes, all chances of changing our course are gone. The coming of our Lord ends our opportunities to turn to Him, and if we have not turned to Him, it seals our doom. In James chapter 4 and verse 13, we read, "Come now, you who say, 'Today or tomorrow, we will go to such and such a city and spend a year there and engage in business and make a profit.' Yet, you do not know what your life will be like tomorrow. You are just a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes away." It is a dangerous thing to wait and chance it when it comes to our salvation. We need to always be prepared for Christ and the bridegroom coming again. Being in Christ through baptism and following the instructions in the Bible left for us is the only way we can truly be ready. If we miss the bridegroom as the foolish virgins did, we will miss heaven. Then we will surely have missed it all. Let's strive to be preparing for the return of Jesus and longing for the eternal home promised to us if we have been found adequately prepared. We want to invite you to come worship with us at Oakland anytime that you find it convenient to do so. We are located at 18111 Townsend Ford Road, which is located just off of New Cut Road. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. for Bible study and 10:20 for worship service. We meet again on Sunday evening at 5 p.m. and Wednesday evening at 7. If you are ever in the area at those times, please come by and worship God with us. Our goal is to simply worship God in the pattern that He has laid out for us in His Word, the Bible, and to do Bible things in Bible ways. We hope you have a good rest of the day. God bless you.